Justice Sata is absolutely correct as it relates to at least a portion of ADKT 494. ADCR 1.45 and 1.46 we would like to withdraw based on the fact that we're still in the process of reviewing those and we'd hate to change them twice. However, the remaining portion of that ADKT, Judge Kishner and I have had conversations. They would like to proceed with that portion if that's possible.
And that portion, so we're clear, is what?
I'd like to withdraw the portion that deals with EDCR 1.45 and EDCR 1.46.
Okay.
And we'd like to leave on EDCR 2.49, 2.50, and 4.41.
All right. Do you intend to address those, or is Judge Kishner going to do so?
Judge Kishner can certainly address those. I'm not prepared for that portion.
Okay, thank you, Judge.
Judge Kishner, I am here and I can address
those. Excuse me, just one moment.
Sure.
Judge Hoskins, would you state your appearance again, please?
I'm sorry, Judge Charles Hoskin, presiding judge, 8th Judicial District Court in the Family Division.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Judge Kishner.
Good afternoon. Judge Joanna Kishner, I am here in the role of chairperson of the Rules Committee of the 8th Judicial District Court to address the petition that was submitted on December 23, 2013. The remaining provisions, as Judge Hoskins correctly stated, relate to 2.49, 2.50, and 4.41, if anyone had any questions relating to those provisions. Chief Judge Barker is also here.
I don't have any questions. Do any members of the court have any questions regarding the business or complex matter amendments?
I'm only concerned with the fact of adequate notice going out to individuals who might practice in that area because of how the petition was styled as to juvenile dependency division and judges and juvenile masters, and the other is really specialty docket type courts. So I'm a little concerned whether or not, and you can speak to whether or not there's been input from the bar or the bar has been aware of the subtle changes that are being proposed as to matters to specialty dockets and consolidated and coordinated cases.
Okay. My understanding, this petition was filed before I took on the responsibility of chairperson of the Rules Committee. And so my understanding from Judge Vega prior to her retirement is that this was communicated and spoken about with members of the bar before this petition was originally submitted. We have here present in Las Vegas the current president of the state bar, Elena Graham, and I can coordinate with her and the state bar. We also have other representatives from the state bar as well, and I can coordinate with them to ensure that these get sent out. I can tell you with respect to 4.41, which is the notice of related cases that affects the probate attorneys. It's both in 2.49 and in 4.41. With reference to 4.41, this was proposed after full consideration. It was actually drafted by Judge Sturman after full consideration with the probate commissioner she represented to me and members of the probate bar. And so they would be aware of that specific provision. 2.49 and 2.50, however, would be a little different, and we can ensure that that gets communicated.
Thank you, Judge. Does the Chief Judge of the District wish to address these three provisions that make up this petition?
Thank you, Chief. This is the record, Chief Judge Dave Barker from the 8th Judicial District. I am also, frankly, new into the effort. I'm working under the petition as executed and signed by the previous chief. Honestly, I believe that our position has been ably represented by Judge Kishner, and I have nothing additional to add if there are additional questions that I might address.
Does anyone have any further questions, Judge Barker?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Judge. Appreciate the input. Are there any other persons in Las Vegas wishing to address ADKT 494? Anyone in Reno who wishes to address that administrative docket? All right. Hearing none, then the court will take the petition under submission and address it in due course.